Welcome back to Sports Day. You're here for Red Energy, Cairns' most trusted energy retailer, and for Wilson Homes. You can enjoy the Tassie summer in your brand new Wilson home. Time for a deep breath. Don't have to talk about Novak anymore. We're talking about the Melbourne season review, which will be really happy reading for you, Jared. They finished top with 17 wins, 4 losses, and that draw. They, of course, went on to win the flag in some extraordinary finals performances, it must be said. They've brought in Luke Dunstan and haven't lost anyone. They picked up some players in the draft. Jacob Van Ruyen, pick 19. Blake Howes at pick 39. Taj Woden and Judd McVeigh. So they've got themselves into a nice position, Jared. Months after you declared, I think in preliminary final week, or was it grand final week, that they had the opportunity to...
Well, before that, the Beaver was on the attack. It was about the second week of the finals, I think.
That's right. That's right. And you said that they could... They had the potential to create a dynasty.
Yeah, no question about that. And they've added to their list some really serious players.
Yep.
Haven't lost anybody. Luke Dunstan, I think, will be a very good pickup. I think he'll...
He's a no-risk pickup as well.
No risk. He's going to play well, and he'll play well on a good team.
No risk, high reward, really.
Yep. And, you know, they've done well at the draft. I mean, who knows? Blake Howes, he slid. He was a top 20, slid to 39. A few question marks, but... a value pick, I think, because you can iron out question marks. And Taj Woden looks like a good player, potentially a good player. I'm not sure about Judd McVeigh. Don't know anything about him. And Jacob Van Ruyen.
Good
name. A lot of people liked him in the draft, so clearly he's got some talent.
Hope they don't rue that decision. Start with a positive. Red light, green light?
Green light.
Jared, apart from the obvious of winning the flag, have you got a little diamond for me? A little green light that you liked? Or it can be a big one?
Well, I think Melbourne can get better.
Okay.
I really think that...
So the green light is they've won the flag and have upside.
They've got big upside. I think when you think that they haven't lost anybody. Mm-hmm. So Wiedemann is elected to stay.
Yep.
That says something about where your club's at the present time.
Doesn't it? Because he could have easily just gone to Essendon and been a starting 12 player.
Probably deep down, I probably think he probably should have.
Okay.
But he didn't. And good luck to him for doing that, because I've been told he loves Melbourne. He'd rather have a crack at getting better and fighting for his spot and grabbing that spot. So good luck to him. And it's a brave call. And it's going to be one, hopefully, that will deliver him a premiership. The one thing he does know, if he stays around and gets in the top 10, he's going to be batting out there for a premiership. Who was the other one? Former Essendon player that missed out on the...
Hibbard. No, Hibbard played.
Melksham,
sorry.
Now, Melksham's another one. He was, you know, he could have found himself another home. He elected to stay for another 12 months. So they've got really good depth. And the only person they've lost of note was Nathan Jones, who was at the end of his time. So they've got really good depth when you think about it.
Can you find a negative?
Red light!
A negative for Melbourne.
It's hard to.
I don't think you'd have to be mean-spirited to somehow find a negative, I think.
Playing a good brand of footy. They're jam-packed with talent all over the field. They've got good depth, as you said.
they've got this kid I know I went on about it after the grand final.
Jackson?
But Jackson,
yeah,
he could be the best player in the comp in a few years' time if he continued that sort of form.
Simon Goodwin said to me in the rooms afterwards, it was, I only say that because there was no one in the room, so it was easy to get access. And we're off the record. He said, just when you get a chance, when you go back, just look at in the third quarter when Max went forward.
He was frightening.
Just have a look at what he did in the centre bounce.
He ran past Clayton Oliver.
Because he said everyone will look at Petrarca and Oliver and the clearance stuff, but actually look at what he does with his hands.
No, he looks a hell of a player, and he's only in his, third year. It's exciting times.
Yep. And, you know, everyone talks about the go-home factor with West Australians and South Australians. It just goes to show, though, if you're playing good enough footy, I mean, no one would leave Melbourne right now, as you've just seen and just made the point of.
Yeah, well, there's still the exceptions to that, unfortunately. I mean, Adam Chera, he couldn't be in a better position.
Yeah, that's Chera. And then Jordan Dawson.
Jordan Dawson. I mean, they're on the rise. He's living in the best city in the world.
I wouldn't be leaving.
And
no chance.
He's packed up to go home now. Okay. I don't know why. Clearly, there was more issues at play than his footy.
Key questions heading into next year. Is Adam Tomlinson in their best 22 when fit?
I think he probably is.
I think he is. I'm just not exactly sure where it is. I assume it's that defensive
same position.
He can play anywhere. Yeah. Good thing about Tomo.
The man that came in to replace him is a pretty good player.
Yep. Harrison Petty.
Yep. So there's going to be a battle royale for that position. There's another one, Scoop, that I didn't think about. I mean, they have got so much depth.
Yep. They've got good luck chasing them down. Everywhere. Is this the start of a dynasty? It has to be on the surface.
You can't begin a dynasty by coming second or third, as far as the way we define them. So yes, it's potentially the start of a dynasty.
And if you had to pick somewhere, Jared,
yep,
where would they need to improve next year?
They don't need to improve anywhere really. They just need to play their best. But I think they can improve by
forward entries,
the likes of Luke Dunstan getting better. Mm. I think. Wiedemann can get a lot better. I mean, they can improve. I think
their forward line could improve in how it functions, couldn't it?
Yep.
I mean, depending on how they use Brown.
When you kick 12 goals in a row, though.
No, I know. I'm just
that's the last memory we've got of Melbourne.
We're looking for needles in a haystack, yeah. Really. But we you know, this is what we do for each review, so we're trying to find the best. Okay, overs unders. So the amount of wins that they have in 2022, 17 wins this year, Jared. So I'm setting the line at 18.
I think that's – I'm going over.
Okay. Yep, so they only lose sort of two or three games. Amount of goals for Bailey Fritsch. He kicked 59 this year, which was an unbelievable result.
Didn't get in the Australian title, did he?
Ridiculous. I'm setting the line at 50.5.
I think he'll go over.
Yeah, okay. That'd just be incredible if he had two.
That's including finals.
Yep, including finals. Happy to give that. And the amount of Brownlow votes for Clayton Oliver next year, 31 – this year, which is an incredible amount of votes when you think about it, when they don't win. He lost by 5 votes. I'm setting the line at 27.5.
Over.
Wow. Clary to have another monster year.
Another big year. He's just coming into his prime, Clary.
That was the Melbourne season review. We're done with reviews, which I'm happy with, to be honest.
Yep. It's time to move forward. Time to look forward.
More sports to after this.